are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
Somebody say overflow. No. You've got to say it like you mean it. Say overflow. Touch two or three people and tell them overflow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready for God's overflow? Take your seats. Thank you. Open your Bibles again to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and you will find Deuteronomy in the opposite side of your Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1. The Bible says, every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess. Everybody say possess. The land of which the Lord swore your fathers. And you shall remember the Lord your God, who led you the way, these ways, the 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Your garments did not wear out, nor did your food swell these 40 years. Therefore you shall walk, verse 6 says, in the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to fear him. For the Lord is bringing you into a good land. Somebody this morning say, God bless South Africa. And God bless the UK. Come on, Pastor Tabu. I don't care what's happening. I do care, but I mean, it's not relevant what's happening in our world. What is relevant is what God promises his people. I believe this is a year of divine overflow, a year of divine restoration, that God is going to bring many of you into your promised land. You better get ready for that in the name of Jesus Christ. So God says he's bringing you into good land. Bloemfontein is a good land. You don't have to move to Cape Town to get your job blessed. Right there in Bloemfontein, the blessing of God will find you out. Verse number 9, the Bible says, he's bringing you into a land which you will eat your bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judges, his judgments, his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full, God assumes that wherever God places you, you will have bread to eat and you will be full. Nobody in South Africa or in our world should go sleep hungry. I mean, God owns this earth and the cattle on 1,000 hills. God never made this world for the devil and his people. God made this earth for his children. Now I want to tell you, the Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Now if you have a problem with God blessing you, then it's your problem. Because God's going to bless you in any case. God's going to bless your marriage. God's going to bless your mind. God's going to bless your body. God's going to bless your business. God's going to bless your future. God's going to bless your relationships. God cannot help it, because when you get into the presence of God, the blessing of God spills out. He's not a God withholding. The Bible says God withholds nothing from those who love him. No good thing will he withhold from those who fear him. So maybe we mess up, but God never messes up. Maybe we're sitting in the land of bondage, not because of what God did or did not do. Maybe our own decisions, and we're going to talk about these things in this series. So he says, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them. How many of you, I saw last week in Bloemfontein, are believing God here in Pretoria for a beautiful house? Lift your hand and shout amen. You just missed an opportunity to voice your faith. It's like people think God doesn't want them to have beautiful homes. I mean, somebody challenged me and said, Pastor, why do your church spend so much money on buildings? I said, well, where should we meet? People need a house. You don't sleep on the street, hopefully. So God wants to bless you. God wants to give you a beautiful house. Can you handle it? And God wants to fill your house with beautiful things. Amen. I mean, it's like you talk about overflow, people say amen, until you come to overflow with money. It's like, okay, You know, now, Pastor, don't get carried away. I'm not one of these prosperity people. Well, what are you? One of those poverty people. Huh? Well, I don't believe in a God of prosperity. Well, what do you believe? Do you believe in a God of poverty? I believe in a God of prosperity because there are so many poor people in our world. Amen. How will we ever make this world a better place if we can't pay our own debts? As a matter of fact, the Bible says, owe no man anything except to love him, because the borrower is a servant to the lender. So God wants you to be the head and not the tail. God wants you to be above and not beneath. God wants you to be an owner and not a renter. Okay, if this is too good for you, you can go in your white noise. I'm going to preach the gospel in any case. So God says, lest when you have eaten and have built beautiful houses, dwell in them, when your herds and your flocks multiply, your silver and your gold are multiplied, all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God. So God says one thing, when I bless you, don't set your heart upon the riches. Don't forget me. Verse number 18, for time's sake, he says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that purpose he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. So last week, I started talking to you about the journey into the overflow. And we saw there are three places that people go through. Number one, people go through, like Israel, the land of never enough. The land of bondage, the land of failure, the land where we develop a slave mentality. Most people start here. Narette and I started there, and for whatever reason, we got stuck in this place for about 7 years, where I had this guilt in my mind. I just could not believe it was God's will to bless me and to do good things in my life. Bless the ministry, but not bless me personally. So God calls us to journey from, everybody say from, the land of never enough, through the land of just enough, which is the land of survival. This is where you just have enough peace, just have enough joy, just have enough time, just have enough money to pay your own bills. My question again is, how will we ever make this world a better place if all we have is just enough, if we just have enough for ourselves? When God called Abraham, God said, I'm going to bless you so you can be a blessing. Sadly, most people get stuck in this place called just enough. They just survive from hand to mouth. They just pay their bills every single month. Well, we know God's will was never for his people to live in the land of bondage, 430 years of slavery. God's will for his people was not to live in the land of just enough, but God's will for his people was to live in the land of more than enough, the land of overflow, the land where you don't survive, but where you thrive. Come on, somebody that believes that today, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. So everybody has to journey from something, through something, to something. From, through, to. From your disappointment, through your disappointment, to fulfilled expectation. From your pain, through your pain, to total healing, a vision in Jesus' name. The two is the vision that God gives you. From your lack, through your lack, to God's provision, to God's abundance. Come on, say amen this morning. The Bible says in Philippians 4 verse 19, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So there in London, God wants you to experience overflow. In Bloemfontein, God wants you to experience overflow. One of the greatest lessons we learn in the Bible is that although God came with a great vision, great power, great presence, and delivered his people with a mighty hand from the land of never enough, the land of bondage. A journey that was meant to take 7 years. By the way, the wilderness was God's plan for them. Because the wilderness was designed by God to prepare them for the promised land. Because there are certain things you will only learn in the wilderness when you just have enough. In the place of just enough, you pass your greatest tests. Because most people say, I don't have enough. God says, no, you have just enough. The sad thing is, the journey that was meant to take only 7 months ended up taking 40 to 45 years. as a pastor this year celebrating 30 years in ministry, I have seen most believers get stuck in this place of just enough. And they have their reasons. They formulated their excuses. And when somebody preaches like this man on the pulpit today and say, hey, God's will for you is overflow, they either get mad or they get glad. Many people get mad. They will fight you to stay poor, Pastor Tabu. They'll fight you to stay in bondage. Oh, they'll say, amen, Jesus came to set the captives free. But when you preach and say overflow, they say amen. You say overflow in your finances. And say, well, I don't serve God for money. None of us do. But the Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. John 10, verse 10, Jesus made it very clear when he said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The word life is zoe. Zoe means superior quality of life, super abundant in quantity. That sounds like overflow to me. That sounds like more than enough to me. That sounds like the milk and the honey for me. So no matter where you come from, slavery, 430 euros, a squatter camp, an oppressive apartheid system, God says, I will take you through the land of just enough to the land of more than enough. Stop blaming your past. Stop going back, South Africa, to your yesterday and begin to celebrate your future. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, come on. Let's not drag that slave mentality from yesterday into the promised land, because that slave mentality will keep you from your promised land more than anything else. So what kept Israel from the promised land was not the devil, it was not the enemy, the Amalekites, the Hittites, Jebusites, the Perizzites, the Parasites. What kept them from the promised land was a prevailing mindset. A mindset they never changed. A mindset that followed them all the way from slavery to the brink of the promised land. And I think sometimes as South Africans, this is where we are. Elections coming up. So what are we going to do? We're going to go back to apartheid. Yeah. We're going to go back and talk about all the negatives of yesterday. Yeah. God says, no, get a vision for the future. Yeah. Give the nation a vision. Get every citizen of South Africa a vision of prosperity. Come on, say amen. If you're a South African, even there in London, you can cheer us on here in South Africa. Come on. But Israel, whenever they encountered problems, because of a slave mindset, although God liberated them, God set them free, because of a bound mindset, they always went back to their yesterday. And they perished, the Bible says, because of a mindset. That's what happens, unfortunately, when you go through bondage for too long, tragedy for too long, when you mourn for too long, when you struggle with your depression for too long, when you go through the same trial in your marriage for too long. If you lose your vision, then your bondage will become your reality. Your tomorrow will be a tomorrow of bondage. God says, I will bring you out with a mighty hand, not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. So God will do his part, but we have to do our part. God will save you. God will deliver you. God will cleanse you. God will forgive you. God will wash you. God will set you free by the power of the anointing. But you, my dear brother and sister, you have to do your part, which is number one. You need to change your vision. Number two, you need to renew your mind. Number three, you're going to have to get busy possessing your tomorrow. Some things Israel had to learn. Listen, in the wilderness. Number one, they had to learn to trust God. Because you learn to trust God when you just have enough. You learn to give your tithe when you just have enough. People come and they say, well, when God blesses my business, I will become generous. No, you won't. Because you learn to obey God in the land of just enough. You honor God in the land of just enough. Like somebody say, if God blesses me with 10 million, I'll give God a million. Well, the mafia will do better, capir? You're blessing me with 10 million, I'll give you two. But God bless his people with a million and they bless God with nothing. Because the people, they forget that it's God who gives us them the power to get wealth. People forget when it suits them. But the mafia does not forget, because We're in a partnership, you know. We make this deal together. You bless me, I give you back. You collect for me, I give you back. But the church says, God, you bless me, I forget. I turn my back on you. I do not remember that you are good. God, I live my life. My life. My money, my oxygen, my breath, my me, my business, me, my power, my wealth. Get me this wealth. But the mafia, unsaved, have more integrity than many Christians when it comes to honoring God. Now, don't shut me down. You can say enough. Because God says, I'll bless you, but remember me. Well, thank God he's not the mafia that sends collectors to break your bones. Although I do think some people need a slap of blessing. Because we got to our mindset. We think it's cool, and we talk to our friends, and we say, that pastor, all he wants is my money. It's my money. I work hard for this money. Who does he think he is? It's my money. I mean, I made myself. I'm a self-made man. Yeah, we can see by the way you look. You're going to do a good job. Amen. Okay. So God says one thing, remember me. The sky's the limit, remember me. But we learn, listen. We learn to be faithful when it's difficult. We learn to trust God when it's just enough. I mean, for 10 years, Narita and I could not go on a holiday. First 10 years of our marriage, but we never forgot in that land of just enough to put God first, always, every month, every time, every moment. God was first. Not new clothes, God first. Not a new car, God first. So people want the overflow, God says no. I'll keep you in the wilderness until you learn. Listen, that's what God said to them. Until you learn, Deuteronomy, we just read it, verse 3. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You will learn if you want to go there and stay there. We're not just talking about money. We're talking about your spirit, soul, and body, because people make money and they lose their marriage. They lose their health. They lose their peace. They lose their sanity. They lose their salvation. We're not talking about that. The blessing of the Lord, the Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. A lot of rich people with a lot of sorrow. 50 affairs, 20 divorces. Because they have power, but they don't have purpose. Listen. So in this place, just enough. When God saves you, he takes you out of that. And you better get out of that as quickly as possible. And by the way, God brought them out with a mighty hand, with silver and gold. God brought them out blessed. And then just enough. Where you learn to cut your garment according to your cloth. You learn to live within your means. You don't compete with the Joneses. You don't seek to impress people that don't care to be impressed. You learn to live. As a young couple starting out, you learn within your means, but you learn the most important thing you can learn, how to honor God, how to live by faith. Because going into the promised land is all about the journey of faith, where you learn to live by faith. You learn to live by faith. You learn to walk by faith. Because you're going to possess the promised land by faith. It's not going to fall in your lap. His promises are yea and amen, but not automatic. You learn to possess. So you learn to trust God. You learn to be faithful to God. You learn to obey God. You learn to serve God and his purpose. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant purpose. He gives you the power, the means, the capacity, the might, the know-how, the anointing, the ability, the resources. K-O-W-A-C-H, the Hebrew word power. God doesn't give you the wealth, he gives you the power. The purpose that God gives you wealth is to establish his covenant. So if we disconnected from purpose, we haven't even begun the journey. Because the land of more than enough is so that I don't have to think about my own needs anymore. It's not about me any longer. It's about others. Abram, I will bless you. That's the beginning, but not the end. And you shall be a blessing. But if I cannot learn to be a blessing when I have just enough, when I give one coat because I don't have money, when I encourage people when I feel depressed, when I open my home as a home cell leader, when I feel like I have nothing to give, yeah, I learn to be faithful. It's part of the journey. It prepares you. Otherwise, people who get there too quickly get a swelled ego or a swelled head. And God says, no, 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 no. You will remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that gives you the power, the might, the ability to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant in this earth today through you. Are you listening to me? So we're not talking about overflow without purpose, because that will destroy you. We talk about overflow because as a child of God, God wants to meet your needs, but not just meet your needs. God wants to use you. So God started out. He said, I'm going to give you beautiful houses, beautiful lands, beautiful wife, beautiful children, a great business. God says, I'm going to do everything for you. Remember me. Because the reason I do it is so that you can establish my covenant. Amen. Because you can't buy peace. You can't buy joy. You can't buy happiness. You can't buy a successful marriage. You cannot buy. You build those things through the word of God. So God says, yeah, you learn. You learn that man shall not live by bread alone, by his own efforts, but man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. They had to learn that. They never learned that. They had to learn when God said go, they should not say no. They had to learn that if God said it is possible, they had to believe it's possible. You learn that in the land of just enough. There, you write your biggest tests. When you feel every time you give, when every time you receive your salary, you can make up your mind not to give because you just have enough. You learn to follow the unction within, to live dependent on God. You learn to renew your mind. You learn to live by faith. We know the wilderness was never God's plan for His people. But because of a prevailing mindset, they perished in the wilderness. Exodus chapter 6 verse 9. When God came with His dream, His promise, Moses spoke to the people of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses. It did not register because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. The word anguish of spirit literally means shortness of sight. They were so oppressed, they had no vision for the future. That's what concerns me about our country. Let me be very frank with you. We have a vision for service delivery. That's not a vision. We need a vision of a better South Africa, a whole South Africa, a united South Africa, a blood-washed South Africa, a peaceful South Africa, come on, a happy South Africa, come on, not playing blacks against whites and whites against blacks. There's no vision in that. God's vision is big enough for all the people of South Africa. Shout amen and give the Lord a praise. Come on, hallelujah. No politician should stand up and give a vision and exclude other people. There's no vision in that. Open your eyes. There are millions of whites in this country. Open your eyes. Give them vision. Now you're getting all quiet. Open your eyes. There are tens of millions of blacks. Give them vision. Oh, come on. God is big enough to bless South Africa. Somebody shout, God bless South Africa. Hallelujah. So this mindset. Let me cover. I need to get one of those Jewish things. Now I understand why they have them. Because so much anointing oil is getting poured on us as preachers that. Amen. We're standing in a hot spot. You sit there and say, what's happened to the pastor's hair? It's a lot of anointing, bro. Come on, some brother, help me, man. Okay. So, a mindset. What kept them from the promised land was a mindset. 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 People stay in the same place because of a prevailing mindset. They just refuse to change. You get those mindsets in communities, cities, home, villages, churches. A mindset where everybody conforms to less, to lack, to poverty, to don't expect too much. So God's vision was clearly the promised land. Their vision was the land of bondage. Numbers chapter 13, in verse 17, when Moses sent the spies to spy out the promised land, he said, go up this way into the south and go to the mountain and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are weak or many. Or are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad. Somebody say South Africa is a good land. Oh, come on, say it with conviction, because you're planning to migrate. Change your mind. South Africa is a good land. Come on. South Africa is a good land. Come on. London, United Kingdom is a good land. Amen. For the people of Europe. It says whether the land they dwell is good or bad, whether the cities and the inhabitants are like camps or strongholds, whether the land is rich or poor, whether there are forests there or not, be of good courage. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once, verse 30, and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. You need to live with a well able attitude. And that means vision. We are here for a purpose. Naked we came into this world. Naked we believe this world. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses himself? Overflow begins in a relationship with Jesus. When God brought them out of the land of Egypt, it is a type of salvation. You cannot earn salvation. You cannot buy it. You can merely receive it. It's a work of God's grace. You're sitting here today in Pretoria, there in Bloemfontein, Johannesburg, in London, in one of our churches, and you say, Pastor, I'm still stuck in the land of bondage. If I had to be honest, I don't know Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. If I die today, I don't even know where I will spend eternity. I go to church, I read my Bible, but I'm not living for God. I've become cold. I've started negotiating with God again, and I have forgotten what God has done for me. But this morning, I want to give myself back to God. I'm tired of playing Christianity. I'm tired of lukewarm Christianity. I want Jesus to take his place in my life. Then I want to pray for you, because God will touch you in a mighty way. God will deliver you. God will bring you out. God will do a new thing in your life if you will open your heart to him. And your journey will begin while you walk with him. I want you to close your eyes, forget about everyone, and just listen to my voice and pray this little prayer according to the Bible that will change your entire life. Everybody pray with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me just as I am. I believe with all my heart you are the Christ. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. I ask you today, save me. Wash me in your blood. Give me the power today to be a child of God. I confess you now as my personal Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, save me. Give me a new beginning. Thank you for removing my past. I'm born again. I give myself to you. Every part of me, thank you for a brand new life and for setting me free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.